Elissa Walker Campbell, happy holidays, and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. We always deliver the biggest and best in sports, and this evening we have secured a very special guest. We are getting set to visit with the only player to win five Super Bowl rings in his 11 years playing with the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers. Charles Haley is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, and this evening he's going to share what it was like to play for two NFL dynasties. It is truly, if you follow his career, it has been an incredible journey. He has done it all and continues to do it as he just released his new book. It is titled Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons on My Way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Good evening, Charles. It's so nice to have you with us. Such an honor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, we are very excited to highlight your new book, but first, let's get your takeaways on the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, they are coming off a disappointing loss to the Giants, but how good is this Cowboys team? Because this really, Charles, it's been a special season.
Oh, God, they are very special. This is a team that when you walk in the locker room, all you smell is confidence. And, you know, this loss, you know, you could take it away as a disappointment, me. My takeaway is now you deflated all the guys' egos, and now they know they really they're gonna have a bullseye on their back, and people are gonna be trying to take them down. So they got to be ready for that.
The Dallas Cowboys, their 11-game win streak, it was snapped. So one of the things I wanted you to weigh in on is, Charles, give us your thoughts about the rookie quarterback in Dak Prescott. It was an off night for him, but he has had such an outstanding season. Are you a bit surprised that, you know, he's facing all these questions and some are perhaps even challenging if he should continue to be the starting quarterback?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that Dak is the quarterback of the future. You know, everybody knows you can't replace a guy because he loses two games and he wins 11 for you. You know, I just think that the whole team need to refocus because, you know, they've let the media be a distraction and everybody patting them on the back. And that'll cost you right there.
You know, there has been so much attention on the offense, but we can't overlook the defense because it seems like they have been a bit overlooked, right?
Yes, it has. But, you know, they came to work on Sunday, and I'm so proud of them. You know, they got sacks, they got pressured. You know, they held them to 10 points, and I'm ecstatic. You know, everybody looks down on the defense, but in order to win the Super Bowl, defense had to step up.
Hey, Dallas Cowboy great Charles Haley, he is on SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. On this Friday night, we would love to connect with you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. And since, Charles, we're on the topic about the defense for the Cowboys, what about Sean Lee? Because he is something special, a game-high 18 tackles against the Giants. You talk about what an asset, and tell me this, I mean, how good is a healthy Sean Lee?
Oh, God, he's a professional. You know, he's the first one to get into the locker room, and he goes directly to the meeting room and start watching film. So he's prepared. If half of these guys would just follow his lead, they would be more productive.
You know, I look ahead and I think about that game on Sunday night against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and this is a team, you know, although the Cowboys, you know, they remain at the top of the NFC and they are 11-2, this is a team that they cannot overlook because the Buccaneers are 8-5 and they are on a 5-game winning streak. And, you know, going even through your book, I know you're a game tape kind of guy. What do you think are going to be some of the keys in this matchup? And because the Buccaneers, quietly, they have been a dominant team. Would you agree?
Yeah, the quarterback, I think, is going to be the key because he's a very mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So he makes the defense not take chances because he can make big plays with his feet. He's starting to become a really good passing quarterback, too. So, you know, that's the big thing. And the running back they got there is great. You know, this is what it's all about, the best play the best. And, you know, that's how you test yourself. And I look forward to watching them.
Oh, it's going to be a great matchup. Of course, you can't overlook the fact when you think about the Buccaneers, you look at their schedule. They've had two key wins against the Seahawks and the Chiefs. But my final question before we move ahead and we talk about your brand new book, which is titled Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons on My Way to the Hall of Fame. What do you think the Cowboys' mindset and point of emphasis should be in this final stretch of games of the season?
Just play one game at a time, one quarter at a time, and finish the game. Finish the game as you started the game. And, assume nothing.
Right, and they've got to stay in the present, no doubt about that. Hey, Charles, let's move ahead. Let's talk about your new book. As I said, it is titled Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons on My Way to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, when I went through it, my takeaways is that it's really not a book about all your success because you've had so much of it and in all the Super Bowls, but really just, you know, it was reflecting on your journey, and it's a powerful look at your early life. What is your goal? I mean, what do you want the reader to know, and what was the main objective of the book?
Well, my objective is I want athletes to know that they don't have to stay in the shadows, that they can seek help. You know, they don't have to go public and tell everybody that I have a mental illness. But, you know, just go search for help and get it. You know, don't make all the same mistakes that I did.
Yes, because as you were talking about with the goal of the book, you want your fans to understand not only you as a player, but as a person. And it really does, when you go through this book, it starts a conversation about mental illness, and you talk about how it almost destroyed you. But most importantly, you give the reader a sense of hope that you can overcome those demons that you faced. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's, I had opportunities to step up as a man and do the right thing, but I was so afraid of people, of, you know, destroying my image, and I didn't realize at the time that, you know, my actions, the way I carried myself, the way I reacted to people was destroying it in a way. And, you know, the best thing ever happened to me was that my family turned their back on me, because then that made me truly go seek help.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Charles Haley, Dallas Cowboy and San Francisco 49er great. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, the only player to win 5 Super Bowls. He is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Hey, Charles, you know one thing that I really love about you, big fan, I mean, you're a winner, you're the ultimate competitor, and, you know, you even share in the book that you viewed the world as it being against you, and I wanted to ask you, I mean, where did that mindset come from, that it was you against the world? Because when I think about, you know, dealing with, you know, mental illness, I mean, I think about, you know, how you were able to manage your friendships and your relationships. I mean, how hard was that for you? And was it hard for you to trust?
Well, I managed my relationships and my friendship as I didn't have any. And I didn't trust anyone. And I only let a few people inside because I didn't want people to know what I was going through. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get friends, they ask you questions. You need to answer them. And I didn't want anybody to know that, you know, that the thoughts that I had and that, you know, I couldn't sleep and, you know, the migraine headaches. It was a lot of things that was going on. And you know, and I didn't want them to know, too, that I was a coward, that I wouldn't seek help because every team has psychiatrists, counselors. They got everybody around to support you, and I chose not to take advantage of that.
Charles, very open in the book. I mean, sharing about, you know, the struggles with bipolar disorder, accepting the diagnosis and working very hard, very diligent to overcome that. You were very transparent in terms of some of the regrets that you, from some of the decisions that you had made, very honest about that. What have you done to make those right in terms of some of the transgressions and so that those others that closest to you, that they had, you know, would forgive?
Well, you know, through the book, guys understand what I was going through mentally. But, you know, when I see them, I didn't have to push those guys past that level of, I wanted to win. I didn't want anybody around me that didn't want to win. That's the only way I felt like people would want to be around me because I'm a winner. And
yes.
And I realized that I turned off all my teammates, you know, and I turned them off for a reason that, you know what, I didn't want any friends. I didn't want anybody that, you know, that I could go out and eat with or talk to because, like I said, you know, I've have PTSD, and you know, I'm afraid that, you know, if I drink too much, somebody's gonna attack me. So I was always in a shell.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dallas Cowboy, great Charles Haley with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be rejoined with Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Haley.